The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the full impact of recent energy price rises has yet to be felt by Irish grocery shoppers. That's according to new research published today by the ESRI. But how can you make sure to get the best value for money when doing your weekly shop? Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TUD, joins us. Damien, good evening to you. Fertiliser prices have gone way up. Fuel prices have gone way up. And the knock-on effect, and it's going to get worse, we're hearing, is groceries are set to climb. And we can't do without them. So how do we manage this?
Well, just put it into perspective a little bit, Ciara, is that, you know, the average household spend on food, according to the latest household budget survey in 2023, is that we spend about 160 euros on food, which is about 16% of what we of disposable income that we have. So, the inflation there at the current for the last year is food inflation is around 1.2%. And I'm predicting that, you know, I know the ESRI is saying that because of the increase in fuel prices is that inflation is going to go up on food. Now, I've been talking with a lot of retailers my estimate for the end of the year is probably an increase of about, you know, 2 to 2.5% in the year, which is significant, I know, but it's not dramatic.
Okay.
There are shoppers who are feeling the pinch, and basically, you know, how are they going to look at the cost of living increase that's associated with food? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
The annual rate of inflation for the remainder of the year is supposedly going to be 3.7, but that won't be all made up, of course, by groceries.
No.
The best ways around this, as I said, you can't go without groceries. And you're quite correct in that some people's, the percentage of their income that goes on groceries, it can be higher for low income families than it would be for maybe higher income families. But nonetheless, we all have to eat. So are there... Yeah. Tips and tricks to sort of get the best bang for our buck in terms of if we're going grocery shopping?
Well, if you're going grocery shopping, what I would do is I'd make a weekly plan. If I'm the person buying in the supermarket, make a weekly plan for dinners, make a list, cost that list online when you're, before you actually go shopping. So the start of your shopper journey should be online to look at what prices are available in different stores. And then you make your meal plans, and then you look online to see what you're going to do and what you're going to buy in different stores in advance of the shopping trip. You know, and retailers are very aware of this shopper journey. So, for example, coming up to the weekend, you'll see basically good prices for maybe a roast beef or whatever, or a meat dish that you might want to buy at the weekend. And then hopefully they entice you to buy other items that you may want when you're in store. Now, shop online as well. It can be very difficult to shop online. But once you get used to the layout of the online shopping, it becomes a lot more easier. And then, you know, what it does if you shop online is it limits your impulse purchase, for example.
Yeah, and the impulse purchase is in all of us, Damien, whether it's in the middle aisle, the middle aisle in Lidl, and you've gone in for bread and milk and you come out with a chainsaw that you didn't actually need. It can be significant. But even in the more traditional supermarkets, not the German multiples, people do the the impulse buy, don't they? The bread that looks nice, even though they don't need more bread, or the cake or what have you.
Indeed you do. You know, and this is why if you go with a list, and one of the things is don't shop when you're hungry. Don't bring kids with you, because the kids the research will show you that the amount that you pay is increased by about 10 to 11% if you bring kids along with you.
Is that because they're literally just throwing things into your trolley?
Well, and they kind of say, Mom, I'd like this, and it'd be a treat or whatever it is. So it's a mixture of both, yeah.
Shop alone. The meal plan is good advice, Damien, I suspect, because I know myself, food waste is an issue in families where you buy things because you want them in the cupboard, but you haven't got a plan in mind exactly. And then things go out of date or things, you know, perish in some way or other. So I quite like the idea of a food plan for that and list. There seems to be quite a lot of effort in this. It's all I would say. And maybe that's to be expected.
But one of the things as well, Claire, is to look, or Kira, sorry, is to look at is to is to look at buying food and not wasting it. You know, don't go for these offers that say buy one, get one free or three for the price of two, because we often waste these. Yeah. You know, and a third of all the food that we don't consume is wasted. And, you know, that's one way of cutting back straight away, is to cut down on the waste that you have. The other thing I'd say is buy staples when they're on offer because they last forever.
Yeah. Things like Tesco has a club card, but most of the supermarkets have sort of loyalty cards or loyalty schemes. Are they good value? Or, I mean, you do hear people say that actually the prices have been put up and only brought back down to normal with those loyalty schemes. Is that true or not?
Well, the loyalty scheme is that you give away your privacy, you give away your data, and what they would call in the supermarket trade is the kind of market basket analysis, is that they can then look at your market, look at your basket and say, you know, like Kira has bought, say, some type of mineral, whatever it is, and, 50% of people who bought that also bought something else. And so they're able to then kind of, you know, mine that data and be able to kind of entice you to buy multiple items rather than one or two items. So they know what you buy and what you buy with it.
Okay.
But it is worth using, you know, the club cards are great. And Tesco will tell you that they have, you know, 1.8 million households in Ireland and 85% of them have a Tesco club card.
Yeah, so, there's a horror if you go to the shop without the Tesco club card, if you forget to bring it, because of the savings that you will make on it. And there's actually quite an industry at checkouts when somebody has forgotten it. People say, can I put it on your club card? Because because they will get the discount of the club card and you'll get at least get the points or what have you. And it's kind of a win-win. So rather than do that, are Lidl and Aldi still the cheapest supermarkets out there? We do hear about, you know, price matching and price challenging and all that kind of thing. But do they remain sort of?
They do. But what they don't offer, if you go into a Lidl or an Aldi, you know, one of everything on the shelf that they have is around 2,000 products. Whereas if you go to the likes of a Tesco, a Super Value or Dunnes, you're probably talking about 15,000 items. So there's a bigger range and more branded products. But if you're looking for the cheaper products, you're probably talking about Aldi or Lidl. And I think what's interesting is, you know, Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, then Super Value and Dunnes would be kind of the perception of the most expensive. But Dunnes have the highest market share at the moment, closely followed by Tesco
Is that because Irish people are still, and we seem to be more so, in fact, than other nationalities, we're still very wedded to brands. We know we like our Heinz beans and we like our Kerrygold butters, and we're wedded to the brand rather than the product.
Yes, indeed. You know, and brands are very, very important. And the brands have done very, really well here in Ireland. And there's been a kind of a resurgence in the branded products in the last, the last year and a half to 2 years. They know that the quality of the private label has increased over the last number of years. And they've done a lot of promotions on their brands to be able to compete with the own brands and the private labels that are there.
All right.
So you can see that there's the brand penetration in Ireland is quite significant compared to other countries, where you'll see, you know, the UK will have up to 70% of the sales being in private label or own brand. Okay. Whereas here it's around 50-50 at the moment.
Interesting. We might have to give up a bit of that if we want to save a few bob. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Damien. It's Damien O'Reilly there, lecturer in retail management at TUD. We are very wedded to our brand, Shane.
Hugely.
And that's really good advice about making, and I don't do it enough, lists and just buying, if Tuesday's spaghetti bolognese, I'm just going to buy the makings of spaghetti bolognese rather than stacking the cupboards with stuff that just go off.
As a man, I can't go to a supermarket without a list.
Really?
Yeah.
I go too often without a list.
Yeah. But see, that's because you know what you're doing.
I'm not sure about that. Let us know out there if you have any tips and tricks, because apparently groceries are climbing and we could all do with saving a few bob. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.